In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9 records the incident that took place where the disciples were not able to cast out a demon that was firmly entrenched in a boy. And we're told that this particular boy, at the time of his childhood, was constantly being cast into the fire and into the water. This particular child was a burn victim. This particular child had suffered near drownings on several occasions. Let me read to you beginning at verse 20 of this chapter. "And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child, and oft times he hath been cast into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Now note, please, the response of the father here in verse 24. "And straightway the father of the child cried and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Now, if there was ever a more truer, genuine statement made by a human being on this earth, it's that one right there. How many times do we say, Lord, we believe, but we never go that next step, which is what? Lord, help me in my unbelief. We get part of it, but we don't understand the weaknesses and frailties of this body, of this flesh, and we don't ask God to help our unbelief. I think it's important because, by the way, the Lord Jesus Christ responded by taking care of the child in several ways. He cast out the demon. The demon tore the young boy badly and he was left for dead. And Jesus went over and took him by the hand and lifted him up and brought him back and he was whole. He was whole for the first time in his life. But it was the confession of a father that I believe moved the Lord Jesus Christ in behalf of this child. He said, Lord, I believe, but you know me, Lord. You know my weaknesses and my frailties and how I come up short so many times. Lord, help thou my unbelief. I personally believe that that needs to be the prayer of every Christian every day. God calls us to faith. But the problem is that we live in a sinful body. We live in a weak, frail, sinful body, even though we are Christians and indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and we need to own the truth that we are not complete in this flesh. We are longing for that day when we get our new what? Our body. Our body yearns as a Christian. We should yearn every day for that day when we stand in His presence with a new body and we're delivered from this sinful flesh. But until then, Lord, help thou my unbelief. In our worship today, as we gather around the Word of God, as we sing hymns of praise, as we pray, as we search the Scriptures together, your prayer and my prayer ought to be this, Lord, help my unbelief. Help thou my unbelief. In every line of the Scripture that's right, Lord, help my unbelief. Because, folks, we're not there yet. All right? Just a reminder. We're not there yet. And you won't be there yet until the trump sounds. And so until then, we walk by faith. But our faith is not what it used to be. Our Sunday school teacher this morning reminded us about how much faith Jesus said could move a mountain the size of a mustard seed. That tells us we've got a big problem. And this man recognized it. Amen? He recognized it. He broke down as he lived this life with his child that was constantly being tormented, burned, nearly drowned, constantly embarrassed in public with a child that was indwelt by a demon. He said, Lord, Lord, I believe the best I know how, but Lord, help thou my unbelief. That's the difference between walking by faith and walking by sight. It's recognizing how feeble and how frail we really are, and that we must have the Lord's help in our unbelief. May God help us to have that kind of trust today in our Savior as we gather around His Word.